And the children of Israel said unto them, would to God we had died by the hand of the Lord in the land of Egypt, when we sat by the flesh pots, and when we did eat bread to the full. For ye have brought us forth into this wilderness to kill this whole assembly with hunger. Liars. God brought you out so we can bring you into the promised land. God actually saved you from slavery. He saved you from a wicked Pharaoh who wanted to destroy your lives. And in fact, if we remember correctly, you actually cried out unto God for help. And God heard your cry. He sent the prophet to come to you to rescue you from that land. And now here you are murmuring. You're saying, oh man, I wish God would have just killed me in Egypt. At least I had flesh pots right next to me. At least I was having a good time. No, you weren't. You're crying out to God. You know what's funny is that when we remember the good old days, when we always talk about back in the day, we only remember the good parts, right? You don't remember the vomit, the hangovers, the guilt, the debt. You don't remember all the depression, the anxiety, all the wickedness and all the fruits thereof that came from that. You just want to remember all the good old days. How about the gut that you have from pounding all that beer? Oh, I remember the good old days when we used to, you know, have beer on a Sunday. Yeah, but what about when that barley actually made you fat? Yeah. That's not very appropriate. It's reality is what it is.
Right.
You see, what we as humans like to do is we like to think upon the good old days and all the positives, which in reality there is no positives.
Right.
But we want to maximize the positives and minimize, you know, the negatives. Well, that's what we need to be thinking about is the negative aspects.